The Mishnah on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis discusses a couple of different sukkahs which are a little abnormal, and one of them is if you build a sukkah amongst the trees in some kind of a treehouse situation, and it says it's kosher, but you can't use it on Yontif, you can only use it on Chol HaMoed. So Rashi, the Ramasal Ksheira, writes that if you were to go in there on Yontif, you're still Yotze, even though trees are Muktzah, and you're not allowed to climb a tree on Yontif. Nevertheless, if you did it, you're still Yotze the mitzvah. So many Achronim ask the question, wait a second, coming up very soon, we're going to see the famous Gemara of Mitzvah HaBa'a Ba'Avera. And it says, regarding a lulav, if you have a lulav that's a Mitzvah HaBa'a Ba'Avera, it's a stolen lulav, you're not allowed to be Yotze, you're not allowed to use it, obviously, and if you do use it, you're not Yotze. So how can you claim over here that you are, in fact, Yotze with a Mitzvah HaBa'a Ba'Avera, where you got into the sukkah by climbing the tree on Yontif? So the Tribina Rav in the Dovev Misharim, Achilah Gimel Simin Yud Gimel, he answers based on the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim Mem Chesem Ed Beis that you're allowed to bring certain parts of the Karbanos, the Nesachim, which means that the wine that you pour and the Karban Minchas, you can even use it from things that's Muktzah on Shabbos, even though you're not allowed to eat them on that particular day. And it's not bringing something that's considered mutter beficha, which is normally what it's ma'akev from kachim. You're not allowed to bring kachim that are not mutter to be eaten on that day. Nevertheless, you can. It's not a what we call an iser guf. That's not something where the item itself is something wrong with it. It just happens to be a circumstantial iser that it's muktzah on this particular day. And the Gemara says, what's going on over there? Because maybe, since muktzah is an iser derabanan, since there is no guf iser on the food itself, it's being used for the nesachim, it's just a side point, it's a circumstantial problem. So the Chibinarov wants to say, also over here, that the sukkah is not actually problematic. There's a separate problem of muktzah that exists, and this is derabbanan, you're not allowed to climb trees on Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore there's nothing inherently wrong with the sukkah, but haray, it's going to be mutter right after Shabbos, right after Yontif, and therefore we don't consider it a classic mitzvah habav avera, because the guf itself is not usher. So that's the Chibina Rav's chiddush in terms of why it's not a mitzvah blah blah vera if you climb a tree to get into the sukkah, assuming that's the only way to get into the sukkah. However, Rav Yashiv in his Ha'aris, he disagrees with this idea and he wants to suggest a different answer. He quotes the Gemara in Maseches Erevin on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph that a person who climbs a tree purposely on Shabbos, the Rabbanim put a knas, and they say, you're not allowed to come down from that tree. You must stay up in the tree until after Shabbos is over. Mashenkin, if you ride on an animal on Shabbos, there's no knas, because it would be tzar balichayim to hang out on the back of the animal for the entirety of Shabbos. So based on this, Rabbi Yashiv wants to suggest, how horrible is it to climb a tree on Shabbos that we're going to put such a knas on you that you have to stay in the tree? If staying in the tree is such a horrible thing, we would never put a knas on you that you stay in the tree for the rest of Shabbos. We want you out of there as soon as possible. So therefore, he wants to say further that to climb into the tree house to get to the sukkah would not be a classic mitzvah above avera, because even so, we would tell you, oh, you climbed the tree to get into the sukkah, now stay in the sukkah for the entirety of Shabbos. Not that it's a mitzvah above avera that you should stay there strictly out of the penalty and you're just going to violate more and more and more Yisurim. The Chacham wouldn't tell you to violate more and more and more Yisurim just because you climbed the tree in the first place. They're telling you, inherently, there's nothing wrong with climbing the tree. That's no big deal. But we don't want you doing it for a variety of reasons. L'maisa, at the end of the day, we're going to tell you to stay up there so you see that there's nothing so horrible about being in the tree on Sukkot. So it wouldn't be ad kedei kach that once you climb the tree to get into the sukkah, we're continuing to be angry at you kol zman that you're in the sukkah. Masha ein kein, a person who steals his lulav and esrog, there we do continue to be angry at you throughout the entirety of the yontif until you give it back. Because there you're continuing to violate the iser gezel kol zman that you have not returned the dalad minim. So kol zman that you didn't return the dalad minim, it's like you're violating the avera over and over and over again. And therefore, if you haven't given it back, any attempt to be yotze your mitzvah with that lulav is going to be null and void because of mitzvah above avera. And thus, we say that if you climb the tree to get in there on Sukkot, that you could still be yotze with. Mashenkin, if you steal the lulav and esrog, you cannot be yotze under those circumstances.